Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, June 26, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Jenner Law joins the fight against sex trafficking. Jenner Law is taking a stand against sex trafficking, offering survivors the legal support they need to reclaim their lives. Recently, the firm filed a lawsuit against Choice Hotels for their alleged role in facilitating sex trafficking. The lawsuit is based on federal laws that hold defendants accountable for these crimes. Jenner Law aims to combat the involvement of commercial businesses in sex trafficking, disrupting the systems that profit from human exploitation. The firm also supports the Maryland Human Trafficking Task Force, dedicated to eradicating trafficking through prevention, protection, prosecution, and partnerships. By educating themselves and reporting suspicious activities, citizens can contribute to the fight against this issue. Jenner Law is committed to justice and survivor support, ensuring victims have access to comprehensive legal services and holding responsible parties accountable.
Nina Data unveils revolutionary contextual Gen AI political advertising platform. Nina Data, a leader in contextual advertising solutions, has introduced a cutting-edge contextual generative AI political advertising platform. This platform allows political advertisers to target audiences and publishers based on voter personas, issues, and sentiment in a privacy-first, cookie-free manner. With political advertising spending in the U.S., expected to increase by 30% this year, Nina Data's innovative solution helps advertisers reach their target audiences effectively. By analyzing page content, the platform recommends optimal ad placements. Leveraging comprehensive data sets, sophisticated algorithms, and semantic targeting, Nina Data's platform enables precise audience segmentation and targeting. This technology is particularly useful in swing states, distinguishing between fact-based and sensational content to ensure efficient spending. With features like keyword-level page analysis and real-time semantic targeting, Nina Data's platform aims to revolutionize political marketing and advance internet advertising. American Paperplate Coalition welcomes preliminary duties on imports from China and Vietnam. The U.S. Department of Commerce has announced preliminary duties on paperplate imports from China and Vietnam, with up to 313.14% on Chinese imports and up to 237.65% on Vietnamese imports. The American Paperplate Coalition, representing major U.S. paperplate producers, applauds this decision. President William P. Biggins, Jr., stated that the subsidies from China and Vietnam have harmed American producers and employees. The Commerce Department's actions aim to restore fair competition. The APPC filed petitions in January, leading to ongoing investigations. Final determinations are expected in November 2024. President Robert Epstein of AJM Packaging Corporation appreciates the Commerce Department's efforts. For more information, visit the American Paperplate Coalition's website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.